Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I recently realized that portions of my frenulum are detached from the tip of my penis, and there's white scar tissue on the head of my penis and my foreskin. At times, I experience slight pain and irritation. Is the situation serious?
The frenulum is tissue on the underside midline of a man's penis. It's filled with blood vessels, and when torn during masturbation or sex with a partner, may result in a little bit of bleeding and pain or irritation. Often, men find that if they keep the cut clean, apply an over-the-counter antibiotic cream, and avoid further irritation from partner sex or masturbation, it will heal on its own within a week or two. After the cut heals, most men find that they can comfortably return to an active sex life without further pain or tearing. Men who have a more significant tear or pain, whose cut doesn't seem to heal well, or who have concerns about the tear should, of course, check in with their healthcare provider. That said, there are other causes of white tissue on a man's penis. Some skin conditions, such as one called lichen sclerosis, can result in white tissue or painful or uncomfortable erections or difficulty retracting a man's foreskin. We are not medical doctors and cannot diagnose you. However, given that you've noticed white patches of skin on your penis and that you sometimes experience painful irritation, we recommend that you make an appointment with a healthcare provider to discuss these symptoms. Either a general internist or a dermatologist should be able to help you. It is a good idea to talk with a doctor about these symptoms rather than to ignore them, as some conditions worsen if they're left untreated.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.